Russia has condemned the passage of a new sanctions bill by the U.S. House of Representatives, calling it a blow to international law and trade. The Kremlin said in a statement that the legislation is, quote, sad for relations between the two countries and is extremely unfriendly. It said Moscow would fully analyze the measure once they become law and that President Vladimir Putin would take any decision on retaliation. The sanctions on Moscow are over Crimea's reunification with Russia and the Kremlin's alleged interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Russia denies any meddling in the vote. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Vladimir Goldstein, who is a lecturer at Brown University, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Rhode Island. Mr. Goldstein, what do you make of the sanctions bill?
Well, you know, first of all, it's a relatively long list of, you know, words and sanctions. So Russian government is correct that they have to, first of all, after it's approved by Congress and Senate, it has to be analyzed. What emerged from here that its primary target is maybe less Russia and more President Trump, because, you know, most of the Democrats and Republicans want to limit his ability to conduct foreign policy and want to show to him that they're actually in charge. So this is very disturbing because basically, you know, Russia and many other countries now don't know with whom they're dealing with. Are they dealing with the president? Or are they dealing with this activist Congress and activist, you know, House and Senate who want to conduct their own foreign policy? So that's not quite clear. But what is clear, the Russians are very sensitive to that, that they somehow portrayed already unanimously, with only three people abstaining, as an enemy, as a some kind of a threat, as already nobody, you know, I've listened to the speeches of the congressmen, including the congressman from my own state, Rhode Island, and they basically don't even question it. They say Russia meddled, and Russia have to be punished. So that's the attitude. And this is not a very constructive attitude, that, you know, Russia is just a pariah, Russia has to be punished, and I don't think anything, you know, good can come out of it. But the detail, you know, like they say, the devil is in the details. They have to see what exactly the sanctions will do with Nord Stream, that is the pipeline between Russia and Germany, which goes around Ukraine, what exactly, how it's going to be done. You know, what kind of a leverage Germany and France will have, because they're very much interested in this pipeline. So it has to be seen. And then after it's all sort of, you know, kind of set in stone, then probably Russia will come up with set of their sanctions, and B, set of other kind of ways to behave and ways to conduct it. But it's really distressing. We are entering 21st century. It's time for the all leaders to look at this sort of world, you know, anew and function together and introduce this Cold War. Sanctions are just totally, you know, detrimental to the world, to the peace process.
Mr. Goldstein, you know, there was talk of the Russian government waiting again, obviously, till this is signed into law, hoping, and many people, of course, saying, especially in Western media, that the Russia is hoping that President Trump will not sign this. Do you think that that's not going to happen, that Trump will go ahead with this?
Yeah, most likely he would, you know, it will be a real challenge and it will be like a real, you know, confrontation. I don't think he's strong enough to veto it. I don't think he's going to get any support in the Congress or Senate for that, because basically he can be, you know, his decision can be over-vetoed and it will weaken his position. So I think he's smart enough and sensible enough to go along with it, but it sort of weakens his position both internationally and domestically. And I think it will, as I said, it'll be very difficult for Russia and for many other countries, from Iran to China, to take him seriously and to see exactly, you know, who is he and what exactly his word is and where, you know, his word ends and where Congress word begins. So, but I don't foresee him vetoing it. He's not sort of strong enough to do that.
Okay, Mr. Goldstein, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us.